Good morning. Welcome to Dig in the Dirt. I'm Ann Goldin. And this week, we have sort of one of those programs where gardening and health intersect, but this is a gardening week. Okay, maybe it's not a gardening week. I don't know. My guest is Vicki McAfee, and she is a herbalist and nutritionist and owner of A Gypsy's Whimsy, and we're going to talk about parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Haven't had you over here for a while.
I know. It has been a while.
It has been a while, and everyone always loves it when you come, so I'm excited. So we're talking about four plants that are really adapted to our climate that grow well. A lot of people lost their rosemary in the 2007 storm, but I'm sure they've all planted it again.
Mine survived.
Mine did too. And so let's talk about, I mean, people think of these things as great garnishes and nice to add to soups. And
they're all medicinal. The thing about herbs that have a lot of aromatic oils to them, the aromatic oils is kind of the protective part of a plant. They have the oils to ward off bugs and microbes and also to help heal themselves. So what you're ingesting is their medicine for themselves. And so parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, all four of them are, they're antiseptic. They're carminative, which means they help with the digestion. They help with spasms, so they're antispasmodic, and they're antimicrobial. So all of them, they're all medicine, but they're all easy to grow herbs.
Oh, absolutely. I never plant any of them anymore. They self-seed, or they're on a plant that just goes, like
right.
Rosemary. And when I need it, I just go out and pick them.
Yeah. Well, the aromatic oils make all of them strong antioxidants. All of them go in, and they help to protect. And for example, like rosemary and sage, rosemary crosses the blood-brain barrier, so sage and rosemary both protect the mind, and at the same time, they stimulate your brain to work better.
So what do you think is the most effective way to get them into your body? Like people, you know, like I make herb salt, and I dry several of those and put them, you know, into there.
Every way you can think of, because of, you know, a lot of people, whenever they go out to eat, the parsley is a garnish, but it's a breath plant, you know, because it's so full of chlorophyll. But eating them, drinking them, just you can even get them into kids' food without them knowing by grinding them up and using a lot of seasoning. But for example, if sage is very drying, so if a woman is prone to wet hot flashes, she can make a sage tea, drink it cold with a little peppermint, and it'll cool her down and it'll dry her at the same time. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's so drying that you've got to be careful not to do too much sage during lactation, because it can help dry up mother's milk.
Uh-huh. So if you wanted to dry up your milk, I can't imagine why, but if you wanted to.
You could, yeah. Uh-huh. And all four of them are great for the digestive system. Just incredible.
And most adults seem to have problems with digestion, so that is a definite, that is a deal.
Yeah, plus you could use any of them as a facial respiratory steam, because they're all, as you breathe in the aromatic oils, it helps with spasms and inflammation, and so all of them.
Oh, so making a tea and breathing.
And making a tea and breathing any of them.
What about like an oil, an aromatic oil, like rosemary oil?
Well, thyme essential oil is pretty incredible for toenail fungus. A lot of people use tea tree. They don't really find it works real well. But thyme essential oil, one drop on a toenail twice a day will help to clear up a toenail fungus, because it's so antifungal.
Mm-hmm.
Rosemary is, people used to wrap meat in rosemary because it has so many antioxidant properties it would keep the meat from going bad. So you think about, is rosemary essential oil, you could use it in, I really like rosemary shortbread cookies, which is an idea. Thyme shortbread, you know, sage biscuits, you can just think of so many different things that you
uh-huh.
could do with them.
All right. So Vicki, tell us more.
Well, let's take parsley. Most people just think of parsley as, you know, a salad or something to throw in a stew. But it's a great kidney herb. It's really great bladder herb. It's very antiseptic, and it's diuretic in large doses. For example, a large organic bunch of parsley to 2 cups of water, chop it up, boil it, and steep it for 15 minutes, and you have a really strong, nice diuretic. And it in a really high dose, it can have analgesic effects. So there's old wives' remedies for passing kidney stones just with parsley.
As in parsley tea.
Parsley, strong parsley tea, yeah. And back when I used to have a Great Dane, when she was a puppy, David and I were on the road, and she had a bladder issue going on. She is five and a half weeks old. And I went into a restaurant and got some hot water and parsley and made her parsley tea. And she drank it that day, and she was fine by the next day. It's really amazing. You just wouldn't realize.
You mean as in like a bladder infection?
As a bladder infection.
Wow.
Yeah. But you know, dogs are more receptive to small doses of herbs than people are. But it's a good carminative herb. It helps aid in digestion, a breath freshener. It's so dark green, so full of chlorophyll that it's really strong antioxidant.
Now, one of the things people do with parsley is they'll put it in when they're making juice.
Yes.
You get much out of it?
Oh, yes.
You do.
Oh, yes. You sure do.
I mean, it doesn't just flatten out. It actually...
Oh, no. When you juice it, you pull those aromatic oils out, and so you're drinking the medicine.
Mm-hmm. So that's another way to get more.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I love to just chop it up, like if I were making tacos, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Chop it up with onion and some cilantro. Mm-hmm. And if I don't have cilantro, I'll just use parsley instead.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really used that much, even though you see it everywhere. Real good, strong. But also, another herb that aids in digestion is sage. And rosemary and thyme, all of them.
Okay, so, you know, those are all things that people put in stuffing for
uh-huh.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And in fact, you can buy, of course, that's all dried up and probably pretty old. But, I always do my own. I always go out in the yard before Thanksgiving and put all those things in my stuffing.
Right.
But so we could use them every day.
Oh, yeah, we should.
Well, somebody snapped up the Herb Drying Handbook. Lower Columbia Recycling renewed their membership. Thank
Good.
You very much.
Yay.
That's great. Well, we're into recycling things.
Right. That's true, yeah.
We recycle everything. Okay, so anything else on parsley?
All of these herbs, long ago, are the family's medicine cabinets were their herb gardens. And aromatic herbs, like I said, are antiseptic and antimicrobial. Parsley, it's just underused. Even though you see it everywhere, people still aren't taking advantage
of
it.
Well, if it's that curly stuff on a plate when it's a garnish, people will usually leave it.
Exactly.
The stuff that tastes better is the flat parsley. And the curly stuff is pretty to look at, but it's got less oomph in it.
I still, that's what I finish my meal with if I eat out, and I'm lucky enough to get a little piece of parsley, something new mm-hmm. and fresh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
but rosemary is another thing that, even though it grows it grows so well for us, people don't really use it as much because of it. It's so pungent. And so I, one time I was filling up, excuse me, the herb jars at the shop, and rosemary and rose hips are sitting right next to each other. And so I was talking to someone, wasn't paying attention, and I poured half a bag of rosemary into the rose hips. So what do you do when you do that? You make tea. So I made some tea, and it was so delightful that I call it afternoon delight because it's stimulating to the brain because of the rosemary, and then it has that sweetness and that really delightful taste
of the rose hips.
Of the rose hips.
Oh, that's
great. That's an easy way of getting it into your diet.
That is great. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more. This is Digging the Dirt to Your Health, and I'm Ann Goldine, and I'm with the owner of Gypsy's Whimsy, Vicki McAfee. Thank you. listening to Dig in the Dirt to Your Health. Okay, Vicki, so in our last few minutes, let's wrap up here.
Spring is coming. Really, it really is. It's coming, and along with it will come a lot of bugs. So thyme and rosemary, for example, they keep bugs from eating them because they have so much aromatic oils. Think about it. How many bugs do you see on a thyme or rosemary? So you can actually take thyme and rosemary essential oil in water and use it as a bug repellent.
Oh,
By misting it on.
And what about intermixing some of those plants in your vegetable beds?
Yes.
To keep, oh, like...
Yeah, companion planting. It's perfect.
Of course, the trouble is, if you put a rosemary, I mean, they're going to be so huge, but a sage is small.
Well, I have violets that love to grow under my rosemary bush. I mean, there's plants that will take... And violets, they don't really have the aromatic oils and the protection, so the rosemary is protecting them.
Thank you so much for coming in, Vicki. It has been great.
Thank you for letting me be here.
Yeah. Next week, Luke Colvin is a certified arborist. We'll be here. We'll be talking about how to select trees for your landscape, how to plant them, and how to care for them so you enjoy their full life. I'm Ann Goldine.